Two Guys, One Reel podcast.
Hey guys, you got Anthony and Kev here, your hosts for the Two Guys, One Reel podcast. Here after a bit of a hiatus, and good to be back, Kev.
Yeah, it's very good to be back. As a lot of people are aware, I've had an injury. And so that won't stop me. It's due with my upper back and my neck, but we'll get back into the swing of things.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to have you back, and obviously being Father's Day, happy Father's Day, Kev. And
thank
happy
you.
Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And obviously special mention to mothers who've had to take the spot of mother and father,
in many
respects, And but yeah, very good to be with you and to be with you all. And this is our long-awaited return. We're going to be doing movies in September, folks. So, Kev, what do you reckon?
Oh, it's a big month. Big month actually. In September, we got a few mixed bags, and we're really looking forward to talking about them.
Yeah, there's a couple of these have been pretty good. You actually went and saw this one last night.
Yeah, so came out the 4th of September, and it's in theaters now, which is The Conjuring: Last Rites.
Yeah, this one was directed by Michael Chaves, starring our returning cast of Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, and Elliot Cowan.
And as well, this one is a paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront.
Yeah, and what do you think of it, Kev?
Well, to me, it's a pretty decent film in the series. It does lack things here and there, but it has a very solid story for this one, which is very good. A very good send-off, I feel. So,
a good way to end the series?
Yeah, actually. And it's a good way to, hopefully, they branch off into another direction, hopefully.
Oh, they've got plenty of material to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's an endless stories out there you can do with The Conjuring. So hopefully we'll see. Like, maybe there's another era coming. So we'll see.
We shall see. And after that, we've got The Roses.
Yeah.
This is directed by Jay Roach, starring Olivia Colman, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, and this is a tinderbox of competition and resentments underneath a facade of a picture-perfect couple is lightened when the husband's professional dreams come crashing down.
Yeah, saw the trailer to this. It looks pretty funny.
Okay, I didn't see. I've never heard of this one, so I haven't seen anything about it.
When I saw the trailer at the movies, it looked to me like it was centered around a divorce. And obviously, Olivia Colman's a great actress. Benedict Cumberbatch, she's in everything. Kate McKinnon from SNL. And looks all right. So
that's good. All right. And the same day. Well, all these are in theaters now because they came out the 4th of September. But we got Sorry Baby.
This is directed by Eva Victor, and also starring Eva Victor and Naomi Aki and Louis Cancelmi.
Yeah. So something bad happened to Agnes, but life goes on for everyone around her, at least. So interesting.
Definitely. Well, this next.
That rounds up the 4th of September. So moving on to coming out next week, 11th of September. We got a very, very interesting one from a Stephen King novel. So we got The Long Walk.
Yes. This one's directed by Francis Lawrence. And this one's starring Mark Hamill, Cooper Hoffman, David Johnson, and Garrett Waring.
And this is a group of teenage boys compete in an annual contest known as The Long Walk, where they must maintain a certain speed or get shot.
Yeah, and the trailer to this looked pretty interesting. Like, Mark Hamill, from all accounts, playing a bad guy, And,
Well, is he a bad guy? Who knows?
Oh, he's a really tough-talking colonel.
Yeah. Well, if it's an annual contest, so everyone knows about this. So, it's a going to be interesting. I like the concept. It sounds like a very intriguing concept for a story. So
yeah,
we'll have to see with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same day, we've got Splitsville.
Yep. This one's directed by Michelangelo Covino, starring Dakota Johnson, Adria Adorna, and Kyle Marvin.
So when Ashley asks for a divorce, the good-natured Terry runs into her friends, Julie and Paul, for support. Their secret to happiness is an open marriage. That is, until Kerry crosses the line and throws all of the relationships into chaos.
Ooh. Oof, sounds like a disaster.
Yeah. And this one will round out the 11th of September, but we've got Downton Abbey, the grand finale.
Yes, obviously this one's like rounding out the series of the Downton Abbey series and finishing up with the film, directed by Simon Curtis, starring Michelle Dockery, Joanne Froggatt, and Paul Giamatti. And
And so this is when Mary finds herself in a public scandal and the family faces financial trouble, the household grapples with the threat of social disgrace. The Crawleys must embrace change with the next generation leading Downton Abbey into the future. I haven't seen the series. I've never got into it, so.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it. Like, obviously, Maggie Smith, the late, great Maggie Smith, was, like, the matriarch. And, with that saying it's leading into the next generation, that could obviously lead into, you know, future possibilities for it. Who knows? I mean, because a lot of people love the drama, and they love it being from another time, obviously from set in the 1920s, the 30s, the 40s. People like period pieces.
Well, I just never got into, like, TV series for me. It's hard to really get into unless it's really good. So that one I just never got into. So 5 seasons of... speak you can see now.
Fair enough. All right, enough.
Moving on to the 18th of September, we've got The Bad Guys 2.
Yes, this one is directed by J.P. Sands and Pierre Perlefel, starring Sam Rockwell, Mark Maron, and Awkwafina.
So the bad guys struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys. When they are pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals.
Yeah, the trailer looked really funny to this.
Yeah, it looks intriguing.
Especially when they're known for being criminals and finding it pretty tough to be good guys and live honest lives, so...
Yeah, sounds interesting. And then we got one that's I'm actually looking forward to seeing, is Kangaroo.
Oh, yes, this is an Australian film. Directed by Kate Woods, starring Rachel House, Brooke Satchwell, and Ryan Corr.
Yeah, so Kangaroo is a heartwarming family comedy about a disgraced TV host, Chris, and a young Indigenous girl, Charlie, who work together to rescue and rehabilitate a group of orphan Joeys in a remote outback community.
Yeah.
So it looks good. It looks, hopefully it's as good as, like, the Red Dog. Was in that. I like the Red Dog, so I hope it has the same sort of feel. Always good for Australian film.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, being Australian made, it's a good thing to see, like, homegrown Aussie actors as well filming here.
And we've got another one that I'm actually really intrigued by, because I've seen a bit about, seen the trailer a lot.
Yeah.
Now, is A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey.
Yes. We got director is Kungunada, starring Colin Farrell, Margot Robbie, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah, so through a surprising twist of fate, single strangers Sarah and David get to relive important moments from their respective past, illuminating how they got to where they are in the present.
Yeah, I saw the trailer to this, and, like, it looked interesting.
Yeah, it did. I saw the poster for it, and I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I saw the trailer, and I was like, Yeah, it actually sounds very intriguing. I wasn't what I was expecting from when you heard the
No.
title and stuff, so it's actually pretty cool. Something a little bit
Yeah.
different.
Yeah.
So that rounds off 18th of September, and we've got the 25th of September. So this is going to round out the September. So we got one battle after another.
Yes, this one is directed by the genius Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro, and Sean Penn.
When their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years, a group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue one of their own daughter.
Yeah, the trailer to this looked insane, and like Paul Thomas Anderson, obviously he's a visual genius, and so I think that that will be a good one, and the cast alone,
Yeah,
like
it's interesting.
yeah, like Sean Penn seems like the enemy. He seems like the bad guy in this. And so Leonardo DiCaprio also plays a dad in this
Yeah.
as well. And so it's interesting. Yeah, so that'll be good.
No, it does. It looks like something different. And it's just a different concept out there, and really interesting to see what that would be completely about. So, with September, what do you think is going to be the takeaway this month?
Well, I think obviously in terms of the animated aspect, Bad Guys 2 is going to be big for kids. But yeah, like obviously there's Conjuring's going to get a lot of people, a lot of eyes on it,
Oh, yeah.
especially being the final film in the series. I did think that Downton Abbey's going to get a lot of attention as well. And but The Long Walk definitely will be interesting too.
Yeah, that's gonna be my that was gonna be my answer. I feel like The Conjuring, yes, is gonna be big with because it's
Yeah.
like, as you said, the last in the franchise. That's it. And I think that's gonna be big that way. But I think The Long Walk is gonna be one of the big takeaways this month. I feel like that the trailer alone, just the concept seems simple enough. But
Yeah.
just the trailer looks so intriguing. It gets you engaged. But also, as a family, family film as well, I feel like Kangaroo might take the spotlight too
Yeah,
from
and
the kids'
like,
family.
I think that people like good feeling stories.
That rounds out our movies in September. So before we go into our news and rumors and that, my mate Anthony, yeah, he went on a very, very awesome trip and he got to see Jaws in concert. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it due to the circumstances.
I'll just say, folks,
Yeah.
a very beautiful or very nice, kind gift of Kevin to get a ticket, for yours truly. And obviously, because he wasn't able to go, I went with a family member, and we got in there and we had a very good time. We had great seats. Kev chose great seats, and yeah, like the angle of where the screen is and where the orchestra is, because the orchestra is right in front of you, and like we were in row R, and so like we're looking directly at the stage, and it wasn't like there was anything obstructing our view, but because we're looking up at the screen, and like your eyes go from looking up and looking straight because you're watching the musicians play. But then it's the iconic Jaws film, and then from the jump, Kev, when they all come out and they start, and the first thing they played was dun, dun, and it was like ah, and they kept everyone was clapping, cheering for it. And then, like when it really started, when the film actually got going, and that classic beach sequence, and when the music really kicks in, people were going crazy, and it was
Oh, that's
so
good.
good to be in that environment,
Oh,
and
that's
for
awesome.
that, Yeah, and that demand for, I mean, I believe is very strong, because that theatre was packed, and the different levels full. And the demand is there for people to come out and see these films played with a live orchestra. And not a lot of people are aware of it too, Kev.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a lot of people who don't even realize. Yeah. But, like, it's a really, really good visual and audio medium to have the best of both worlds mixed together. And, you know, you may have missed out on this one, Kev, but, like, you know, we're going to have a lot, many adventures going there.
Sure. I'm pretty sure I'll get to see something like that again. But unfortunately, I did get to miss it.
Definitely.
But I'm glad you enjoyed yourself with it. But as I said, I watched some behind the scenes doco on Disney Plus for the 50th anniversary of Jaws. And that itself is so intriguing. It's so interesting how much stress and stuff that Steven Spielberg had to do this film, because this is his big breakout film. This is, I think, this was his first breakout film that made him big, as more known, I think it was. Yeah. And it showed, like, he put all of his money into it in his books, and it worked out. So.
Yeah. And that's the best part, too, because, like, the intermission, there was a, like, 10-15 minute intermission right in the middle, just before, you know, Brody went out on the boat. And like, again, gives you a second to just gather yourself, and then there was not one disappointed look on anyone's faces. That people were really into it, really happy. And that was so good to see.
No, that would have been an amazing feeling to see and hear the music live and get to delve into it. Definitely. It'd be more immersive in that scene, because Jaws is such an iconic film, and it holds up today. 100%. Like I said, I watched it the other day, and I'm like, it still holds up. It's still such a masterpiece, and it flows so perfectly.
It really does.
It actually is a perfect film. So
yeah,
I give it a ten out of ten.
Yeah, well, there you go. And, like, I would rate the experience as 10 out of 10 because, again, there's so many movies that, like, you could have play there, and it would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just to hear that music played live.
Well, I'll see it again one day. I'll enjoy it one day. That's all good. We'll go into news and rumors. So, a bit of a big one. I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed, but Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
So Mortal Kombat 2, I believe, has been postponed to next year.
Well, there you go. Is that a visual effects issue?
I have no idea. I didn't really go into exactly what it was, but I believe it's been moved to May 2026.
Okay.
So even though there's still posters up in the theater now, for it says October 23rd, unless I misread, unless it's just a rumor, but I'm pretty sure it's been post. I've seen posts on Facebook.
I hadn't heard, but
it's been postponed.
If it's been postponed, it's probably a good thing, because they can touch up visual effects. Because, again, I know that there were a lot of people probably not overly pleased with the first one, because, like, obviously, I'm a classic Mortal Kombat, the original, a purist. I love the original. And there's obviously, there's momentum for the second one, and they really want it to succeed. And obviously, with returning cast, and obviously Carl Urban joining this one, and, you know, so, yeah. I think if it is a delay, surely it's only going to make it better.
I hope so. Or maybe they did sort of ruin it when they released the trailer, because I think a lot of people weren't happy with the noob Cybot. If you see in the trailer, Scorpion tags him and slices him in half. So I think a lot of people were not happy that he gets killed. per se, because he's one of the favorite character. So maybe they've changed things. I don't know exactly what the reason is, but it's a little bit disappointing. But if it's something that will benefit the movie, I'm happy for him to just put it on the ice, to postpone it for a bit.
Well, hopefully it's, well worth it. It's for a good reason. Yeah. Did you hear that Fede Alvarez is not coming back to direct the sequel for Alien Romulus?
I did not hear that. That is very shocking, actually. No, I have not heard that. Oh,
yeah. I was okay. Yeah, because obviously, with the buzz of Alien Earth at the moment, folks, and what we believe are definite tie-ins for how they're going to merge the Alien and Predator worlds again, like AVP in it, but like. I believe you would agree with me, Kev. Alien Romulus was a great film.
Oh, yeah.
And, and he really, I think he reinvigorated a lot of buzz in the Alien franchise and got a lot of people back into the fold and got people really, if they weren't already interested, he got them, well, he got their eyes back on it again. And, he said, the fact that he's not returning, I'm wondering who they're going to hand it over to.
Now that you said that, I did hear something that Ridley Scott wants to do another Alien movie.
Oh,
so maybe he's come in and said, no, I want to do a prequel to or a sequel to Romulus. I don't know. Maybe he's come in and butted in saying, no, I'm going to do it.
Because it's Scott Free Productions that produces it too. Yeah. And so like he has a hand in the films in the world already. But if he doesn't direct, surely he'll line up a really good director for it.
Well, if you've been seeing the Alien Earth series, it's a very good series. It's up to 5 episodes already. I want to do a review on that and talk about it more.
Yeah.
But with this, though, I feel like it's going down the path that Ridley Scott wanted, because it's more talking about synths and about... Well, actually, not sorry, not synths. They're not actually synths, per se. They're actual, like, androids. But anyway, I feel like it's going down the path and people are interested in it. So maybe he's come in and said, okay, I want to tell this sort of story, because it's not just about Alien and Alien Earth. It's not just about that. It's way different, but we'll go into that because I can talk about forever about that. But with Ridley Scott coming back in, it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. So I don't know, because Prometheus and all that weren't the greatest, but they're still canon, and I still want that connectivity. At the moment, with what everything is going on, we're not getting the full connectivity. Per se, with certain things are like this. What I'm saying is, in my personal opinion, I want to know where the hell they got alien eggs from. That's all I want to know. What planet was it? Just give me the name. I'll be happy.
Yeah, they're definitely putting the breadcrumbs out there, Kev.
It's getting interesting. Like I said, Alien Earth. If you've seen episode 5, apparently episode 5, I'm not going to talk about it too much, but episode 5 apparently is an alien movie within itself. It's one of the strongest episodes this far. So need to watch that. It's very good. So it's the TV show in itself is something I was not expecting. And good and bad.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about more with you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to get onto episode 5 then.
Yeah, you need to. It's worth watching your time, man. It's a film in itself, episode 5. It's so good. It's just really good. So I'm very happy with the way they're going with everything. And with Badlands coming along, I'm hoping that it keeps going. We're in a good spot with the aliens. With Alien at the moment, we're in a very good spot. So they've done well.
Yeah.
Anything else have you heard? Or
Obviously, I saw yesterday, or no, this week, they released the trailer to Black Phone 2. And I like Ethan Hawke, and I like the original one. So to me, that looks like it's going to be a good one. I like how this year has been a great delivery of the horror and, well, scary films. Mm. And that, you know, and obviously independent ideas too. Not just rehashes or, you know, remakes and stuff like that. And so, like, I'm looking yeah. forward to that one, definitely.
And also, I want to talk about before we finish this off, Anaconda, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really intrigued with that because I'm a big fan of the Anaconda movies. So get me wrong, is it going to be Black, Jack Black and Paul Rudd?
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And like, because obviously if you're obviously the original ones, you know, like if they can top that and either make it like, well, a mix of comedy or if they make it just really dark, you know, if they make it a really like a serious film, like really just literally about the anaconda and their struggle to survive, I'm in, you know. But if they make it slapsticky and stupid, you know, it'll take you out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm kind of fearing when I've seen those two names. I'm like, those are big comedy powerhouses and they're very funny. Yeah. And them together could be a comedy, but when people think anaconda, everyone thinks of Ice Cube.
Yeah, but obviously, yeah, yeah, and you know, that's
yeah, and that everyone wants it back. That's what everyone was thinking. They're like, "Oh, he's coming back," and that'd be amazing for the film. But they could still do it if they're smart.
Yeah,
he needs to have a cameo. If they do a cameo with Ice Cube, I'll be pretty happy.
That'd be interesting if he did come back. You know, but if this is a pure remake, then you know. Like, it is, you know, going to be at least interesting to see what they do come out with.
Do you have any other news or anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, the thing that's been interesting to me is Baz Luhrmann's been teasing this release of an Elvis Presley concert film called Epic. And it's literally Elvis Presley in concert. And he's called it Epic. That's what it stands for. And it's, he's, since he directed Elvis, he's gone into the archives and working obviously with the Elvis Presley estate. And they've discovered a lot of unused footage, concert footage of Elvis. Mm-hmm. And they've digitally remastered it and they're putting it all together. And it's become this film Epic. And it's not acting, it's not actors, it's literally Elvis in unseen before.
Oh, wow.
Never before seen concert footage. And so he's just taken that to the Toronto International Film Festival. And and then it looks amazing. And then, like, he posted a video on Facebook. He's been putting a couple little teasers and with the typical Baz Luhrmann flair, and he's like, action! And he's like in a recording studio, and he's got the footage up on the screen, and he goes, we're here in Toronto just doing final touches, and we have Epic, which is going to be shown here at the festival, and then we're going to unleash it out into the world. And for any Elvis purist, this is going to get a lot of eyes on it. And Baz Luhrmann as well. Obviously, he did such a great job with Elvis, the film. And so, yeah, that looks like it's going to be a really good one.
Oh, good. That sounds interesting. That would be really cool. Very good concept for that. That's awesome. Well, I guess that rounds up our news and rumors. And, I guess that rounds up our movies in September, guys. As always, everyone, thank you for joining us. And if you could leave a like, subscribe, just let us know what your thoughts are. We are back.
Please follow us.
It's going to take a little bit of time. Yeah. And all that. So,
yeah. Obviously, we won't get to see every film that comes out, but like, we will be touching base with you and we will definitely keep things going and take you along the ride with us.
That's right. And I guess until next time. See you in the next one.
We'll see you there next one. See you later.